Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 9th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation. My dear Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is the effect of your energy. Although the whole cosmic creation is yourself, still you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of my and yours is certainly a kind of illusion, Maya. Because everything is emanating from you, it is not different from you. The manifestation is also not different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. In this connection, the example is of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation.
Sangba idang sadasadisha bhavang satunya maya jadatma parabuddhi yang jatatya Jajjasya janma nidanam sthitirikshanam cha tadvai tadeva vasukala badashtitarva. Cause and effect. Sadasad. One disappears. The cause appears. Disappears. And the effect comes into being. The very good example is given here, asti tarva. Asti means seed. And from the asti, from the seed, a big banyan tree comes out. At that time, the asti, the seed, disappears. The tree is manifestation. So, this is the example of sadasat. Asti, the seed disappears and the tree is manifest. So, the creation of God is like that. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Bijoham sarva bhutanam. Bija, asti, or seed, he is the root cause of everything. One seed, a small seed, a grain, and hundreds of thousands trees coming out of it, and in each tree there are millions of fruits, and in each fruit there are hundreds and thousands of seeds. Again, from the seed, the same creation, hundreds and thousands, millions. This is God's intelligence. How from one source, so many varieties are coming out. Again, when annihilation takes place, they again go into the original seed, Krishna. Janti mamikam, it is said. Coming out, jasyaika nishasita kalam athabalambhya jivanti loma bilaja jagadanna natha. Vishnu mahanasaya jasya kalavisesu Govindamadi Purusham Tavang Bhajam. This material creation is done by Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, the original Vishnu, Krishna, he has nothing to do. Natasya karyam karanancha vidyate. Original God, Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is simply playing on flute and enjoying the company of Srimati Narayana. He has nothing to do. And how things are taking place, creation, he is the creator. By expansion, songs from Krishna, the expansion is Balaram. From Balaram, the expansion is Sankarsan, then Aniruddha, Pradyumna, like that. Then Narayana, then again Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Ditya Chaturbha. From this Sankarsan, Mahavishnu. Therefore Mahavishnu is described Kalavishesha. Dasyaika nisyasita kalamathavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha sa iha jasa kalavishesha. This Mahavishnu, from whom, by his breathing only, millions and trillions of universes are coming. And each universe there is a Brahma, Jagadannanatha. Just like in this universe there is one Brahma. He creates again so many demigods, animals, human beings in each universe. Again we create so many also, each of us, although we are very insignificant, still, in the history we find one man begets hundreds of children. This is creation. This is Krishna's creation, how things are going on. But original seed is Krishna. Sarva-kārana-kārana. Īśara-parama-krishna-satchidānanda-vigraha. Anādi, he has no kārana. He is not coming out of any seed. Anadi. Anadi means there is no beginning. He is eternal. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Satchit Ananda Vigraha. So there is no creator of Krishna, but Krishna is the creator of everything. That is called Ishvara Parama, the Supreme. Everyone may be Ishvara, partially. Ishvara means controller. So every one of us, we are more or less little controllers. We sometimes control some little children, or some disciples, or some kingdom. So, everyone may be controller. They are very much fond of becoming God. God means controller. So, everyone can become peace. Krishna has given, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So, the quality of controlling must be there. Although very insignificant part and parcel of Krishna, still the power of controlling is there, very minute quantity. This is understood. Sangs of Vibhinnangs. Everyone, Vishnu Tattva is also Krishna's angsa, part and parcel. Jasya Kalavishesha. Kalavishesha means part. Part of the part, kala, aṃsa, and aṃsa's aṃsa is called kala-viśeṣa. So that kala-viśeṣa, Krishna, Mahavishnu, he is creating millions and millions of universes. So just imagine what is the creative power of Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, idam sadasad isha sad asad karjakaram cause and effect. It's like you have got a cloth. Cloth is made of cotton. So from cotton we prepare thread, and from thread we prepare cloth. So when the cloth is there, the thread has disappeared. When the thread is there, the cotton has disappeared. That they are called sadasat. Sat means which is existing, and asat means which is no longer existing. So this material world is asat. It is simply, for the time being, an exhibition. So we have to find out the real existence, Sanatana existence, that is Krishna. We should not be bewildered by seeing these temporary manifestations. This anything material is temporary. It has a date of creation. Everything, whatever you see here, in the, just like this microphone, it has got a date of creation. It will work for some time, and then it will go out of order, and we shall throw it in the street, and again it will disappear in the earth, because everything has come out from the earth. This is material world. But we must find out what is the reality. We should not be bewildered by the temporary things. Our Krishna consciousness movement is to take the living entity from this temporary world to the spiritual world or to the permanent world, where there is no more annihilation. It is eternal, nitya, nitya shashvat. So we, living entities, we are eternal. This is maya that I am thinking I am this body. This is our ignorance. So the Krishna consciousness movement is to deliver the human society from this ignorance, temporary things. I am this body, this is my country, this is my wife, this is my children, this is mine, this is ahamameti. I am this body, and anything in difference with the body is mine. There is no such thing. This is called maya. Real thing is, the reality is Krishna, Brahma, Parabrahma. All other things, their basic injunction is, don't try to remain in this temporary situation. Asatoma sadgama. Don't remain there. But we are so ignorant, our present civilization is so foolish that they do not know what is sat and what is asat. They want to stay in the asat. They want to make arrangement to stay in this asat, temporary things, forgetting that however nicely you make arrangement in this temporary material world, you will not be allowed to stay. This is our ignorance. Mura nabhi janati mamibva paramabhayam. Krishna says, these rascals, mura, they do not know what is the permanent state, sanatana. That is what. That is human knowledge. One should know the permanent, not be bewildered by the temporary things. That is ignorance. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, jat atma parabuddhi yang hi apartha. This is misconception. Atma parabuddhi. Atma means mind, and para means others. Where is my and your? Everything Krishna. Your partha, this is misconception. But the whole world is going on the basis of this atma parabuddhi. My country, my city, my building, my family, my and your. Neither your nor mine. It is all Krishna's, the different energies, manifestation of different energies. Just like fire. From fire, two energies are coming. And if we fight that, this, you say, the light energy is mine, and the heat energy is yours. That is foolishness. The heat and light, both of them are coming from the fire. Everything belongs to the fire. But we are fighting. Heat is mine, and light is yours. Let us divide. How you can divide? Parasya brahmana shakti. Everything is manifestation of energy. Parasya shakti vivida yuva sriyate. We see in the garden so many flowers, different color, different flavor, different utility. But where from it is coming? It is coming from this earth. We do not know even how much inconceivable energies are there within this earth. We do not know. Where is the scientist? They are very much proud of their scientific knowledge. Let them say how many varieties of things are within this earth. They analyze the earth. What do they find? They see only 60% soda white. No. There are many, many finer chemicals. Who is the rascal can say that so many things are there? This is soda vodka. And this is scientist. Yes. Nobody is scientist. All fools and rascals, mura. They do not know anything. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, I am this. That is the actual fact. But his energies are so manifestedly variegatedness, energy. You'll find so beautiful word. It is condemned place. Still, you see, by Krishna's energy, the world is so beautiful. So many trees, so many flowers, so many fruits, so many varieties of life, so many varieties of human beings. This is Krishna. Varieties. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate. Savahaviti. And every energy is acting automatically. You give the seed, sow the seed of the earth, and automatically the flower, flavor, beauty, everything will come automatically. There will be no, there is no question of accidents. The so-called scientists, they cannot explain accidents. Why accidents? Rose flower seed, rose will come. Why not accident by limon? No. There is no such thing as accidents. This is all rascal. Everything is going on. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate sabhaviki jnana holokriyacha. In the energy, there is automatic knowledge and activities, and they are being manifested. Prabhupada Maharaj says, So everything, variety is there, but Tangva idam satasat bhavan. Except yourself to conceive anything else, beyond Krishna there is anything. That is Maya. That is Maya. Illusion. There is nothing except Krishna. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they do not see anything. Simply Krishna in everywhere. Thavar jangam dakhe, na dakhe tar murti. Sarvatta sphuraye tar ishtadev murti. A devotee sees a tree, but he does not see the tree. He sees it is Krishna's energy. Immediately he remembers Krishna. That is Krishna. When every step you simply see Krishna, that is Krishna. That is possible. Provided you follow the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. That will be all devotees. Mahajanadena gatasatmantha. That is the way. If you speculate nonsensically, it is not. If you follow the devotees, Mahajanadena gatasatmantha, then you will be successful. Thank you very much.